I've been around here a long time, but I believe this is the sweetest thing I've ever been around. Wonderful. Got your Bibles, turn to Matthew 2, please. And if you can, stand and let's give reverence to the Word of God today. And it is good to be in church. Good to see the church house filled today. Matthew 2, are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Let's pray. Our Father, I ask you that the sweet Holy Ghost would get a hold of sinners today and get them saved. Get a hold of backsliders and get them reclaimed. And get a hold of the church and let we really would do like the children and say, joy to the world, for the Lord has come. Now give us a great morning, great preaching liberty, and I'll praise you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. I love Christmas. And by the way, Christmas is about Jesus. It's more than tradition. I know many of you, if you're like my wife, you've been watching them traditional Christmas shows. The Christmas Carol. It's such a wonderful life for you young people, Home Alone and Home Alone 2. And you know all them Hallmark movies that all have the same plot. Bad actors. But we watch them anyhow. And about every Christmas, there is a... You remember the old story about that Dr. Seuss wrote the story about the Grinch? You, how many might know that story? How many remember? Come on now. A lot of you act like a Grinch. You ought to know who he is. You know, that fictitious character who was often perturbed and irritated. And his goal in life was to steal Christmas. But I want y'all all to know he was only a fictitious character. And to be honest with you, there was a Grinch a long time before of Dr. Seuss's Grinch. And I have already introduced you to him in the scripture. His name is Herod. He was the first Grinch. His goal was not to steal Christmas. His goal was to kill Christmas. Somebody help me. By the way, they steal some Grinches in our midst today. How about all those in the government? Somebody help me. How about all those CEOs? Even some people in the house of God. See, society is trying to kill Christmas. But I want you to know you can't kill Christmas because Christmas is Christ. And for the next few minutes, I want to preach on how the Grinch almost killed Christmas. Four things and I'll let you go home. I'm about ready to shout. I'm feeling good right now. Start talking about Hallmark movies, I get warm and fuzzy. Four things I want you to notice. Number one about Herod, his self-centered attitude. The Bible said he was troubled in his spirit. And by the way, the Bible said, and I believe the word of God, that all Jerusalem was troubled. See, they done heard the noise. They done heard that somebody was coming. And you said, why you say Herod was self-centered? I'll tell you why. He had a troubled spirit. Because see, Herod thought it all ought to be about him. By the way, isn't that a whole lot like the world today? The world thinks they ought to be about him. The president thinks he ought to be about him. The Congress about them. People about them. But I want you all to know, it's not about them. Christmas about Christ. Boy, I'm about to get shouting. Brother Chan, I feel this thing coming on in me. Then I see a tyrannical search. He sent the wise men. You know, Herod's a big liar. He acted like he wanted to worship. He sent the wise men. By the wise men, by the way, wise men still want to worship. By the way, I'm not talking about a contemporary worship. I'm not talking about a liberal worship. I'm not talking about a worldly worship. I'm talking about worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in the Spirit of God. Whew. Amen. They tried to kill him. I did this week just to see if it was right. I heard somebody tell me this, so I just did it. I went to one of those word search engines. You ever do it? And I can't think of the one now. But somebody told me to put in the word search Mary, M-E-R-R-Y. And they guaranteed me that it would come out this way. I put Mary, you know what's that? Xmas. That's what I said, right on the search engine. Even the computers are Grinches. Somebody help me. So we see self-centered attitude. By the way, there's a whole lot of self-centered people today. And by the way, there's a whole lot of people thinking it all rises and shines in them. But I want you to know, you're looking at a preacher, I'm nothing outside the grace of God. And I want you to know, you're nothing outside the grace of God. But if you've ever received the grace of God, if you ever trusted in Jesus Christ, you are somebody this morning. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. You're a king's kid. Woo! Let me go on. Number two, I want you to notice his sneaky agenda. He was hiding around, hiding behind false pretense. You know, there's a whole bunch of people sneaky. And they're always, it's always false pretense. Somebody said this about me this week. And I don't know if he was being rude or giving me a compliment, but I liked it. They said, you always what you are. Now, for some people, that's good. And for some people, that's bad. But I want you to know something. I'm not hiding behind a robe of righteousness. I'm not hiding behind a robe of self-righteousness or goodness. I ain't nothing but a sinner saved by the grace of God. But I want to tell you something. I've got an agenda this morning, and it isn't about John Smith. It's not about Taze Valley Baptist Church. It's about lifting up Jesus. Somebody help me this morning. See, I tell you what we need. Somebody help me here. We need a revival, old-timey worship and praise of God. You know, we praise everything. We praise everything. But I want to tell you, there's only one person worthy of praise. His name is Jesus. Hey, his name is Lord. Somebody help me this morning. He had a foolish plan. He had a plan. Then number three, I want you to notice, I ain't going to be long this morning. I want you to notice his shameful act. In verse 16, I want you to go over there. Look at verse 16 with me. When he found out the wise men wouldn't help him. By the way, wise men don't help the devil. The wise men wouldn't help him. He got mad. Threw a hissy fit. Got angry. That's what the word of God says. See, the wise men was warned of God and they went back the other way. Bible 7, verse 16, are you there? Somebody say amen. Amen. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth and sent forth. And we'll get that in a moment. He was mad. Ungodly. It kind of bothers me. Can I just tell y'all everything that bothers me this morning? I get sick of hearing happy holidays. It don't bother you to say St. Patrick's Day. It don't bother you to say Washington's birthday. It doesn't bother you to say MLK's Day. Hello. But how about Jesus? His birth was far more important than any of those folks I just mentioned, because his birth changed the whole world. But he got mad. By the way, can I tell you something? Jesus will either make you mad or make you glad. Somebody help me. Man, I feel like I almost want to jump off the stage. No. I ain't that good. It'll make you glad or mad. It'll make you glad if you're saved. It'll make you glad if you're serving. It makes you glad if you love people. But it make you mad if you don't. If you're not saved. It make you mad if you kind of messes with your lifestyle. Am I preaching? Boy, I like it right now. Now listen to this. His unthinkable response. He got mad. He thought they had done him wrong. And he said, okay, you didn't follow through with my plan. So I'm going to do plan B. And plan B was, I'm going to kill every kid, every male child 2 years and under. And the whole land, every child that was born 2 years and younger. You saw all these little sweet things up here today. Some of them 2 and 3 years old. All those 2 year olds was up on the stage today. They would be killed. His uncontrollable rage. And his unthinkable response. I'm going to kill them all. I'm going to knock Jesus out. But I'm going to give you the fourth thing. Woo! His stopped attempt. I want you to know something about this Grinch. First of all, we see the express purpose of God. God had a purpose. Amen. Then we see his eventual perishment of Herod. The Bible said in verse 19, he died. You said, why are you so joyful about somebody dying? Because he tried to kill Jesus. And he died. Somebody wave at me if you think that's wonderful. Come on now, stay with me. Then I want you to notice, I'm starting to roll this thing in to the end, but it may take me a while to get there. Because my happy bubbles are getting up here now. We see the express purpose of God. We see the eventual perishment of Herod. But we see the endless practice of Christmas. Somebody say amen. You said, why is it endless? Because we're serving an everlasting purpose person. The Bible said he's Emmanuel. God with us. Somebody help me right here. I'm talking about the baby when he was in Mary's arms. 33 and a half years later, was going to die. But I want to tell you, there's another Grinch. And his name's not Herod. His name's the devil. And I want to tell you a little bit about him. He wanted to take over heaven. Help me. Well, that's what Satan wants to do right now. He wants to take over everything. But I done made up my mind. He ain't getting Taze Valley Baptist Church. He ain't getting my worship of the Savior. He's not going to stop me from lifting up Jesus. Hey, devil, get behind me. You ain't going to win. Woo. By the way, he failed. And he tried to mess the seed up with harlotry. He killed the baby back in Egypt, trying to think he would get the promised seed. Somebody help me. He also, and there's a lot of debate about this, and I'm going to be politically correct today so that some of my associates don't get shook up. He also invaded Judas, and Judas betrayed him. I knew I'd get amen from you. He said one all day, but you finally said it. I'm kidding you. Hey, the devil convinced the Jews to kill him. Come on. He celebrated when they nailed him on the cross. Christmas is over. He's done. He put some soldiers by the grave. Y'all with me? Oh, yeah. And the devil gave death a call on the first day and said, has he corrupted yet? And the devil peeked in and, or the death creeped in and said, I don't see his fingernails getting dark. He said, why is that important? But the word of God said he would not see corruption. Somebody help me preach right here. And then the second day he came, and by the way, he said, has he, hey, you see any crops yet? No. So the devil thought, well, he said he's going to come out on the third day. I'm going to make sure corruption comes. So I'm coming down myself on the third day, and I'm going to make sure corruption hits his body. But what he didn't know, Jesus was going to come out of that tomb. And as Genesis 3:15 says, that yes, devil, you'll bruise his heel. But when Jesus came out of the tomb, whoa, you want to know how to kill a snake? You stop it on the head. And my Jesus, stopped him on the head. You say, well, why does that make you happy? Because that devil's been after me for all these years. One of these days going into hell. I read the back of the book. He's going to hell. I'm going to the new city. Amen. Y'all still with me? I told you the last part's the longest part. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how's he trying to wipe out Christmas anyway? By distracting Christians? You know what, Christian? If you need to get your mind off of all the gifts, and ain't nothing wrong getting gifts. And if you think it's bad, just give me yours. Quit worrying about Johnny on how many toys he's going to get. Because what he's going to say after he opened 14, is that it? Am I right or not? Because there's a lot of unthankful kids because their parents are unthankful. That wasn't in my sermon, but I thought I'd say it anyway. See, he's trying to wipe out Christmas by distracting Christians, but also by deceiving sinners. Yeah. Hey, young lady, young man, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, can I tell you something? You know what the devil's agenda is just to deceive you and think you got plenty of chances, think you can put this thing off about being saved, and think you can, that Christmas, you just don't have to be saved yet, but you can get saved later, and the devil's trying to deceive you. He's a liar. He's going to hell, and he wants you there too. Somebody help me. I don't know if the devil figured it out yet. But he can't kill Christmas. The reason he can't kill Christmas, he can't kill Christ. Somebody help me. What I'm talking about this morning in the Grinch is not a fairy tale. Come on. It's not a big fat Santa Claus. It's not Muhammad, Buddha, the Pope, or any priest. It's not a cow called your daddy. You'll get that later. You say, well, I can't kill Christmas. I'm glad you asked. Because I'm going to tell you why. Because my Jesus is Christmas. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. I'll say some more about him. He's the lily of the valley. He's the fairest of 10,000. He's a bright and morning star. He's wonderful. He's counselor. He's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. Somebody help me. I'm not done. He's the Lamb of Glory. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the way, the truth, the life. He's the resurrection. He's the Amen. He's the faithful and true. He's the Star of Bethlehem. He's the Rose of Sharon. He's Adonai. Somebody, he's El Shaddai. He's omnipotent, all powerful. He's omniscient, all knowing. He's omnipresent everywhere. He's immutable. He can't change. He's Jehovah Jireh. He will provide. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that will heal. He's Jehovah Nisa, the Lord our banner. He's Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Somebody help me. He's Jehovah Ra, the Lord is my shepherd. Woo. He's Jehovah Tishnadu, the Lord my righteousness, my Lord. He's the Lord Shemaiah, the Lord is present. What do you mean he's present? He's present to give you hope. There's no other hope outside Jesus. He's present to give you help. There's no other help outside Jesus. He's present to give you healing. Let me tell you a little bit about that healing. I'm going to slow a little bit down here. He's going to heal everybody. First of all, when he saved me, he healed me from sin's misery. I'm not miserable anymore. Raise your hand if you're not miserable anymore. How many knows you're going to heaven? Wave at me and say, I'm going to heaven. Not miserable anymore. I'm going to be with Jesus. Woo! He give you healing. He can also heal your body if he wants to. Now hold it, man. He's a preacher. He didn't heal my husband. He didn't heal my wife. They died. Oh, you got it wrong. You really got it wrong. Because you know what? They got their healing. It's in heaven. You say, what do you mean? They got a body. God have mercy. I can't hardly stand myself right now. Woo! If it's an earthly body dissolved, or we have a building of God, not made with hands, eternal in heaven. He got that one to get us to the resurrection. And every one of the people got put in that tomb, put in graves, they coming out if they're saved. Woo! Going to get a new body like he is. Whew. Oh, let me go. Can I go on? He's the rock of salvation. He's the Son of God. But is he also the God the Son? He's salvation. In him is salvation. In him is justification. In him is sanctification. In him is rectification. In him is propitiation. And one day in him will be glorification. They can't impeach him. And he won't resign. Somebody help me. He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Stop somebody. Stop everybody. Let's all say it together. Merry Christmas, Jesus. Merry Christmas, Jesus. Come on over here. Merry Christmas, Jesus. In here. Merry Christmas, Jesus. Over here. Merry Christmas, Jesus. Over here. Merry Christmas, Jesus. Hold a minute. Woo! Hallelujah. For the name Jesus. I'll read you one last verse. And I am done. Woo! And she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Many of you came today to see the children's program. It's probably one of the best I ever seen. And maybe came to give an offering. That's wonderful. But I hope some of you right now, on December 17th, right at 11:22, Jesus wants to take away your sin. Now hold a minute. He can't take it away if you don't receive him. He bore them all. He died for them all. Tell the Calvinists I said he died for them all. If you're a Calvinist, boo-hoo. For God so loved the world. And tell the Calvinists, he gives everybody a chance to be saved. And he calls everybody by his spirit, and not just a general call, an effectual call. Am I preaching? Listen to me. There's some of you I know, God's been knocking on your heart. Been knocking on your heart for months. Why not today? Why not as we're celebrating Christmas? Let this be your greatest Christmas because you received Christ. Let this be the most wonderful Christmas because you decide to get right with God as a Christian.
May this be the most wonderful Christmas because you decided to let the Lord have control in your life. And you're going to get your eyes off of people. Let me tell you something. Let me tell every one of you something. Get your eyes off of people. There's a bunch of jerks in this world, and I know it. And they're a bunch of hypocrites, and I know it. But here's the bad thing about it. If you've got your eyes on them, they're closer to God than you are. I decide I ain't letting none of them hinder me. Oh, somebody help me. And you might say, you might be unsaved here, and you say, well, preach, I live as good as some other people that's saved. Oh, you may do. I don't doubt you do. But I want you to know something. Living right won't get you to heaven. And those that are not living right as a Christian are not going to heaven because they're living right. They're going to heaven because of Jesus. And if you're going to heaven this morning, it'll be because of Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I've done told him Merry Christmas. You can walk the aisle this morning and be the greatest Christmas of your life. Stand with me, heads bowed and eyes closed. The Grinch that almost killed Christmas. But he didn't, because Christmas is alive and well, because Jesus is alive and well. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Now listen carefully. Don't leave. We have a gift for you after church. I don't want you to leave. Every one of you that know you're saved beyond a shadow of doubt, I want you to raise your hand high and testify. Hold them high. Hold them high. Come on. Thank you. Everyone that couldn't raise your hand but want to be saved before you die and go to hell, raise your hand now. I'll pray for you. I see that hand. I'm looking over the crowd. Anybody else, raise them up and hold them up till I acknowledge you. Yes, I see that hand. It's hard for me to see, but I see it. Somebody else say, preacher, I'm not saved. I want to be. Raise your hand. Raise it up. Raise it up. Yes, I see it. I'm going to pray right now. Every one of you that raised your hand said you want to be saved. Let this be the greatest day of your life. Our Father, right now, I pray, Lord, you touch those that raise their hands, say they want to be saved. God, I want them to have a great Christmas. I want them to have a wonderful Christmas. Lord, touch them, we pray. And we'll praise your name for the souls that's being saved. Folks that are at the altar right now, God help. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, come on. Merry Christmas today. God wants you to be saved. Come on, come on.
His name is wonderful.
He's wonderful. Come and experience
His
it.
His name is wonderful.
Come and experience it.
Jesus, my Lord.
Yes, yes.
He is the mighty King.
Somebody worship Him.
Master.
Amen. Michelle, I'm going to give you a microphone. You got somebody special with you today. He's at my house the other day.
Did you tell preacher what you just did?
Did you get saved, son?
Did you get saved?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Wait a minute. Woo. Is that wonderful or not? God saved on this wonderful day just before Christmas.